Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to you all. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They are located along 14 Mile Road in the middle of nowhere, just outside of Rockford, Michigan. Go there and shop for a ATV, maybe a UTV side-by-side. Not to mention golf carts. That's right. You can get a Yamaha golf cart at Impact Power Sports. Go see those folks and mention me. Thank you so much to them for sponsoring the studio. A lot of talk about yesterday. The Patreon is something that, I mean, it's been a long time since I've done anything like this. But I realized in the middle of a traffic jam that in order for me to get my Patreon content out there, I'm going to have to roll the phone and broadcast from the fraud bus. My day went fucking off the rails yesterday. And you got to see it. It was about a 20-minute a bit of content for the Patreon. I don't want to steal all the thunder and, you know, take everything I did on that show and just regurgitate it here. That's stupid. I will say, though, that the two road rage incidents by me, as I was fed up with asshole motorists, are detailed. And complete with the descriptor about opening the actual side window of the fraud bus and sticking half of my body out of the vehicle to scream at the top of my lungs at people. You must hear that description. There's more to it. I flipped the camera and showed you one of the people that I was screaming at. It was epic. And I was like, you know, time is not on my side and I need to do this. So let's get this going. So I put the camera facing me, like on the steering column. As I was driving to take the fraud bus in to get repaired again. And I think the folks at General RV are just over me. I think they've had it. Now, the nice guy that I deal with, Trevor, all the time there in the service department, he's very accommodating and polite. And everybody has been fine as this nightmare has unfolded since I purchased the fraud bus 1.5 years ago. It is a Thor Luminate 35BB. That's the actual make and model. And it's a outstanding looking vehicle. In fact, I should probably pull it up again to show you how sweet this fucking thing looks. I was so proud of it when we got it. And like, okay, now this is really something. I'm so stoked about this thing. Only to have it fucking just everything has gone wrong with this pile of shit. My God. This is the fraud bus right here. What a beauty. Looks great. See this window down here underneath where it says Luminate? Bruce sticks his head out and looks at motorists. That's down at the floor level. While O'Neill will be looking out the other window. Girls flirting with them. Sleeps 8. Fantastic. And it's a big pile of shit. This fraud bus. See, it says here solar panels. Like the roof of this thing, if you were to look down on it, is all solar. So if you're off the grid, you have power. Exterior kitchen. Like you open up one of these side things there, and there's a fridge, a sink, and fucking, it's great. I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. We're going to have so much fun in this thing. But nothing but a nightmare. Absolute pile of shit. It's going away. That is the big announcement. I did talk about that, so I am stealing a little bit of thunder from yesterday's Patreon because I was driving it to the dealership. Now, this is going to be a process. I'm figuring this out because after I got to the dealership, I thought perhaps they might sell it for me, like a consignment sale where they do all the heavy lifting. I pay them a little bit of money and then it's gone. I don't have to worry about it anymore. They don't do that anymore. So now I have to educate myself. I have never sold anything like a vehicle ever to the public. I've never sold it by owner. And so I have no idea what to do. No idea whatsoever. Linda says they should make an exception for you. No, I'm 100% convinced that they're over me. First of all, the warranty on this piece of shit expired in January. You get a 1-year factory warranty. Everything covered. Once you get out of that, though, if you did not purchase the extended warranty, you're fucked. I did. So I have this extended warranty. But if you were to look up the company that does this warranty, which I should have looked all this shit up before I bought it. I did not. Huge mistake. It's a little weird dealing with this company that is the extended warranty. And then the guy says to me, yeah, and so, you had this problem that I'm taking it in for. That's under the extended warranty now. So you might have to pay a deductible. And I'm like, what kind of a, this isn't insurance. This is a warranty. What type of warranty that I'm paying for? I'm already paying a deductible. The cost of the warranty. So that's going to be a catastrophe. So this all coincides with the stark realization on yesterday's show that this thing needs to go. Because now, anything that goes wrong with it, it comes out of the extended warranty. Translation, anal rape. So I'm like, oh, great. So even if I had decided to not listen to that voice in my head, I would be getting screwed so bad. Molly says, quote, but insurance is wonderful, said Eric. Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing, okay? In this particular instance, you're right. Nick adds, easy, there has been a recall on Thor Cummins generators for loose fuel lines. Hint, hint. I didn't know that. You'd think they'd tell me. Megan says, nope, all extended warranties have a deductible, and many times repair facilities charge to use the warranty because of how much of a pain in the ass they are to deal with. Oh, my God. Rebecca says, take the manufacturer to civil court to sue for damages to cover your losses because they sold you a shitty fraud bus. Now, I've had numerous people say to me, easy, lemon law, lemon law, lemon law. State of Michigan, lemon law does not apply to motorhomes. There is one particular law on the books called the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act, which is a federal law that provides remedies for consumers who have purchased defective vehicles, including RVs, under warranty. But in order to get that to work for you, the dealership has to no longer be attempting to remedy your scenario, which they've always attempted to remedy my scenario. I'm fucked. So anyway, I take it in. Now I'm at this point, and I've already made the decision. I'm out. I'm getting rid of this fucking thing. And so I sent an email to my guy that I've been talking to. I just told you about Trevor, and I also sent it to the guy who runs, the general manager of the facility. He doesn't even respond to my emails anymore. He's like, oh God, this pain in the ass. We've been dealing with this dude for a fucking year. So he doesn't even, I was like, hey, what do I do? And he didn't even like give me a, hey, I'm sorry to hear that, or nothing. He just ignores me now. He's ghosted me. So that's weird. So now I go to my guy, I go, yes. He goes, no, they're not going to sell it for you. All they do is they take them back wholesale, which you will not like that. You got to sell that on your own retail. Like, all right, fine. Fuck you. I'll figure this shit out myself. So now what's going to happen is signs go in the window, take nice pictures, put them on RV Trader, and sell the thing. I did look up what this thing is going for right now. Like my exact RV right now, if you bought it 1 year used, most of them, if not all of them, are selling for $149,000, which is excellent because that is like more than what I owe on the machine. So, all right, there's that. That's the first bit of good news. When I say good news, I mean that in air quotes. Don't forget, I put a $35,000 down payment on this thing. That's gone. So basically, I am just rammed right in the asshole for 35 large. Adam says, is it feasible to keep it at Fear Bunker North? No. Well, the location of it is not the problem. That's not the issue. The issue is having a vehicle that is a money pit that cannot stay healthy. Okay. This is the equivalent of like, a football franchise gets a player who he just keeps getting injured. You know? Amy provides this. Maybe one of the Zaniacs would want it. Can you say something not stupid? Is that possible, young lady? Which, by the way, I heard through the grapevine that you're like 50. Is that fucking true? What the fuck? I had you at like 40, you idiot. Alan says, what exactly is the issue with it? Okay, everything. Let's start out with 1 year ago, my first trip, okay? I bought the thing in January of 24, and then It's in storage for the winter. And I'm like, I can't wait to get it. Get out with the thing. It's going to be awesome. Going to be awesome. Going to be awesome. The first trip was over Memorial Day last year. I take it up to Fear Bunker North. 1 hour into the trip, because it was warm, so we had the generator on so it could blow AC in the back for the dogs. Generator quits. That's happened like 3 or 4 times. Just stops working. When we were on the way back from Maine, it was a hot evening. We were sleeping in a Walmart parking lot, generator on. Sputter, sputter, blows up. Fucking no way. Ridiculous. Then that same Memorial Day trip 1 year ago, it started to rain at Fear Bunker North. And every drop of rain would go through the AC into the vehicle. Turns out they didn't actually, when they put the AC unit, one of them, in the front, there's like a gasket and a seal goes all the way around it, and they secure it down, obviously, to the body of the vehicle. They didn't do any of that. It was just in there, and then some asshole just like hand tightened the bolts. There was nothing secured. Shit like that, all workmanship related. Toilet wouldn't flush, shower leaks like crazy. Shit falling off of it. You have a generator and there's an exhaust pipe for the generator with those like hangers that hold it on to the frame. Those all busted off. So the fucking exhaust pipe from the generator's clanking around like a fucking old ass fucking Model T contraption. Fuck my ass. So goddamn annoying. That's when I started talking to this GM guy, Tony Sutton. And I'm in Maine. This is like trip number 2. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere in Maine. And shit's breaking every day. And I go, hey, I want to give you this thing back. Can't do it. I'm like, bullshit. He goes, trust me, we'll make it right. And so they continuously work on it, but then after they work on it, it either falls apart again or something else gets fucked up. So trip 1 of this year, brand new year, let's start fresh. Here we go. Yay. Driving along, both those big fucking side view mirrors, they've got this computer in it and a camera along the sides of the fucking bus so that it's blind spot detection. If you change lanes and there's somebody there, this thing starts blinking. Don't turn, and the alarm goes off. Well, it's sitting there flashing all the time if there's no vehicle there. So that it's failed. The blind spot detection has failed. I called up. Yeah, it might be a loose wire. What? Tyler says, easy, finally gets to test his mettle as an RV salesman. This is the ultimate challenge, selling what you know is a pile of shit to unsuspecting innocents. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody's fucked. There is no fucking way that I'm going to admit to any of this. And I already got my story lined up because, I mean, obviously I've had it a year, 6,000 miles on it. It's fucking virtually brand new. Looks great. Pile of shit. I'm going to sell it to some sucker. Why are you getting rid of it, sir? I already got my story. Medical bills. Yeah. There's a lot of medical bills in the family. And so we're slimming down, trimming the fat. So you get it for this bargain basement price of $149,001. There you go. You're going to want this. Oh, my God. You're going to be fucking cruising down the highway, listening to Yacht Rock, having a great time. Oh, my God. Linda says she was going to suggest medical reasons. Absolutely. Tyler says maybe dog vet bills. Megan says throw in a daughter. I got to pay for my daughter's wedding. Big wedding. She's a real princess. Matt says, tell them you have cancer. Well, of course. All right. So now, honestly, they repair it, and then I will get it back, and then I'll start the process. This is going to take some time. I honestly don't suspect this being a quick process. Molly says, what if they find this public and free podcast episode? Yeah, I would hate that. I would hate that if they did. But I am willing to roll the dice. Somebody is getting a big fat RV dick right in the butt. Someone is screwed. What are you planning to do, EZ? I already got that worked out with Pooh Bear. I go, look. She goes, what are we going to do to we go up north? I go, well, yeah, I know. Why don't we... This is what we should have done in the first fucking place. Why don't we, you know, build a tiny home or something like that? So she's all about that. She goes, I'll miss the RV, no doubt. I've enjoyed it. But no, this is, look, if you ever in the audience, for the hundreds of thousands of you listening in to this and the 34 of you watching it, you have to reach out to me if you ever want to buy a camper or an RV. Lots of great ideas about Fear Bunker North. Buy a single wide and put it up there. Bob says, get one of those log cabin kit homes. Maybe. I don't know. I want something that looks fun. I think I would stay away from the single wide. I want something that goes up rather than long. And I've already got the old trailer there. I said to Pooh Bear, I go, we're gonna put a well in. Molly says, easy, talk to me for a minute. If I sold you a piece of shit, I'm not sure what you're getting at, and that's all the money you had, how would you feel? If you sold me a piece of shit and that's all the money I had, how would I feel? I would be pissed off. Yes. I know that. But I mean, at the end of the day, maybe if I sell it and suddenly it's fixed, you know, you don't know. And I can't, the reason why I'm saying that is because it might be perfect for the next person who buys the goddamn thing. But I can't take that chance. I have the knowledge of the history of this vehicle. I cannot, with a clear conscience, risk that any further. But buyer beware. Bullshit. She says, then why the fuck are you doing it to someone else? Would someone please make this clear to Molly as to what's happening here? Molly is suggesting that for the greater good of the buying public, I do not sell the fraud bus. You see what she's saying there? She's thinking that that is a devious, devious thing that I am doing. Man Bun Chris says, you've been run through the mud with all these repairs. I don't blame you. It will get repaired, and then he will sell it. Do you have to turn over maintenance records? I don't know. Don't know. I will answer any and all questions. Like if someone says, what has it been in for? I would disclose to them the truth. I'll tell you what, I'll go halfway with you. I'm not going to lie to people, but I am going to sell this fucking thing. Tyler says, for all we know, this is the last repair that will have it working perfectly. You never know. Probably not, but you never know. Cole says, everyone for themselves. Nobody stops Zane from getting fucked Fraud bust needs to be someone else's problem. Exactly. Packer for Fun says, make sure you put a stipulation sold as is to avoid complaining. Megan says, no, you don't have to turn over records when you sell an RV or a car. You can, but you don't have to. Bob says, is the extended warranty transferable? Yes. Molly says, buy my invisible bridge, bruh. Molly is actually losing respect for your old pal EZ over this. She thinks that I am a bad soul because I am going to sell this product. And I don't think that's fair at all. That is unacceptable. I don't accept that. No. Linda writes, got to go to trial. I don't know what that means. She says, if you scam someone, yes, I lose respect. Sorry. I don't accept this either, she says. All right. Well, there we go. So are you telling me then, if you bought a product like a car, and it didn't, for 1 year you were spending money on it to get it repaired, you would then just go ahead and just eat it? Or would you sell the vehicle? You have to be honest. Because I think you would do the same thing as I would. I think you're on a high horse, and someone needs to kick you off of the high horse and step on your face is what I think needs to happen. Molly says, I would sell it, but tell the person. That's not true. There's no way you'd do that. You would answer them if they asked, but you wouldn't say, hey, I bought this and it's a pile of shit. You want to buy it? There's no way you'd do that. Nobody would do that. That is such a crock.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
You just lied to me and everyone in here. You are a filthy liar who everybody needs to throw fucking rocks at you to get you off of your high horse. I'm not suggesting I lie to anybody. That's an absolute pile of shit. Hi, car for sale. I'm Molly. Yeah, I bought this. And it's terrible. Everything's gone wrong with it. You might like it. You're not going to do that. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. I can't even believe you're trying this. No one alive would do that. Say, hey, I got a deal. You're going to love this thing. It's great. I sold a Geo. I take it back. There was one time I sold a vehicle. It was to a postman, so I was afraid he was going to go postal. But I had a Geo Tracker. It was Pooh Bear's Geo Tracker, and we were getting rid of it. And there was blue smoke coming out of the back. And we went over to the car repair place. He goes, oh, yeah, you got major engine damage. I go, oh, fuck. Just sell it. Something is blowing up on it. Sure enough, this guy comes, takes a look at it. He goes, oh, this thing's sweet. This thing is sweet. I love it. And I go, yeah, I know. Why are you getting rid of it? I go, oh, I got cancer. I can't afford the high payments. It's like $150 a month. Oh, I'm going to buy it. He bought the thing. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Get the fuck out of here. He didn't ask. Rebecca says, can you trade it in for a travel trailer? And then park that up at Fear Bunker North. Then you don't have to deal with any of the potential liability that comes with selling the fraud bus. No, I don't want to do that. I kind of just want to get out of it for a little while and then just do what we're going to do. Honestly, the idea of parking one on there, it's not great. If you store one of these things outdoors, it just, the sun ruins them. You'd be amazed what it does to these things. No, Pooh Bear said she's comfortable as long as there's no mice getting into the old trailer. We're going to paint the inside, put a nice floor in, and then build our place. That's what we're going to do. Put in a septic system and in a well. The amount of cash spent, fraud bus related, not counting gas and repairs a year. Okay? So not counting gas, not counting repairs, is between $20,000 and $25,000 a year. No, I take it back. Storage, insurance, license registration, and payment of the actual unit is, I think I described, it was $1,625 a month. Yeah. Times 12 is $19,500 a year. And fuel for one weekend, like there and back, is $175. So, yeah, if I take 10 trips, that's another $1,750. So $19,500 plus $1,750 is $21,250 plus any repairs, oil changes, shit like that. You're knocking on the door of $25,000 a year. Okay, that's a fucking fortune. I don't think I made the right decision by buying this. I don't think I explored these things. In fact, I didn't do any of that. This is how it went. I had the old bus, which was not a fraud, paid for. Zero. No balance. I walked into the camper and RV show just to hang out and see friends. And Chad, that cock, said, "Hey, check this one out." And by the time I walked off of the thing, I was like, "Sign me up! Sign me up!" Oh, no. Cole says, if you Google Thor RVs, there's tons of negative reviews. Thor is the problem. They just make garbage, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Nick says, this is why I park my $5,000 travel trailer on my land, $200 a year for insurance, and drive my regular car to it. Yo, fuck! Shut up, you asshole! Bob says, you went a little big on the RV. Probably could have gotten one half the size. I shouldn't have done anything. I should have just kept the old fraud bus. It's fucking paid for! This is the worst financial mistake I've made in my entire life. Megan says, before you get something new, talk to my dad. They love their bus, as we call it. Minimal issues. No, I want out. I don't want anything. When Pooh Bear saw that dollar amount that we spend on this thing, she's like, yeah, let's build something. I go, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, so that's what I'm pissed off about today. Tyler says, is this worse than the house fixer-upper issue you had with the Doobie Brothers back in the day? No, thank you. Could be worse. That was unbelievable. let's back up and give you a little bit of that background so you can hear that bullshit. Oh, my God. Before I do that, though, the audience on Facebook and on YouTube, it's time to send you on your way. Thank you so much for being here. The rest of the show is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Follow me and subscribe to me on Twitch. Or just download the Twitch app, search at Eric Zane Live, and there you go. I've got a Patreon where we have Big Fraud Thursday happening tomorrow with Who Are These Free Beers, show number 56, and then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, I believe show number 194 right after that. That's where I'll be on Patreon. Sign up for free for 7 days, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I am to a point now where the Patreon, I'm three away from 240, which is the highest that it's been, will have been since, I think, March of 20. I'm not sure. Patreon continues to go up slowly but surely, one at a time. So sign up for the free one for 7 days, see if you like it, and then let it ride. Or you can cancel it at the before the 7 days. You'll get the 7 days, and you will not be charged. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I would love to see new people signing up for free. I just got a couple of new ones today, or just yesterday. I should probably mention those people. I don't see it. Ah, Madison. Madison, last name begins with a P. Just joined the 7-day trial. I appreciate you, Madison. Thank you. All right. If you want to email me, the Shoreliners Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. That is there for you. And not to mention, you can hire me on Cameo, cameo.com/Eric Zane. Man Bun Chris says, LOL, if yesterday was your first Patreon experience. The road raid or the road rage incident was worth it alone. Another suggestion. Rebecca says, you should buy a shipping container and turn that into your tiny home. They always look like fun projects. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to avoid getting too far down the road of the next project. Right now, the current project is getting rid of the lemon. All right. And then having to put up with Molly going, oh, no. What have you done to the poor person? You sold them someone. You sold them a product that you weren't happy with yourself. Oh, my God. How could you do that to anyone? What? Shut up, you idiot. God. She writes, next time before you buy something, do your research on the place and vehicle, and then you wouldn't have this problem, dude. Yeah, okay, Mom. Thanks. God damn. What a pain in the ass. All right. Thank you, Facebook and YouTube. Bye-bye. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They're awesome. Welcome in Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast in West Michigan. If you're thinking about buying a home or selling your home, reach out to Adam. He's a fantastic realtor, 616-914-4061 for Adam. That's 616-914-4061. We have a paintball war coming up Sunday at TC Paintball. It's going to be outstanding. I've got a big group coming in from the Lansing area as a tarantula farmer is all over it. I haven't seen Mitch Kiesler in forever. He is suggesting to me that he is going to be bringing 15. The Mexicans and the Hondurans are going to be there. They're usually good for 10. Kuipers is going to be there. I am going to be there. And it's going to be awesome. So if you want to play, all you need to do is show up at TC Paintball Sunday for the 4 p.m. start. It begins with a pizza party from BC Pizza. Pizza and soft drinks are free. You pay $35. You get the gun, the mask, the paintballs, 500 paint shots, and the field time. Normally, that's $47 per, but it's a lower rate for my parties. $35 at TC. We have done two parties there in the past 2 years. Rick, I don't know, he got out of the habit of having these somehow. I kept bothering him about it. And then it's like, it kind of just dried up on the vine. And then I was like, dude, what's going on? Let's have a paintball event. That was the point of doing this in the first place, you know? So he finally woke the fuck up and scheduled one. And now he's also thinking about doing one in August. So I'm just glad to be back. So if you want to join me Sunday, I also reached out to Throat Slash Dale. I don't know if he's going to be there though, but you can, newbies are welcome. You know that. And if you want to reach out to me, if you have any questions about it, by all means, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Chris D said he's too fragile. And I get that, you know, he's a millennial, and that's not the softest generation, but they are quite soft. S-A-W-F-T, soft. And he said he's more down for pinball. And I don't blame the millennials, because the paintballs sting a little bit when you get hit. Now, I love that. I mean, I'm kind of into it. And now Gen Z is the worst, okay? Rarely do I get a Gen Z participant. Kiesler's bringing some Gen Z participants, and I think Gabe the Honduran also is. But these are, you know, Mexicans and Hilljacks, which Mexican Gen Z and Hilljack Gen Z are different than non-Hilljack and non-Mexican. They're tougher. I told the Honduran that this is a TC Paintball is a sanctuary city. So if any of the usual suspects are concerned about getting arrested, it's safe there. Megan says, hey, I'm a millennial. Quit being bitches and play paintball. My 14-year-old loved paintball, too. There you go. Perfect. You should arrive. You should join us, Megan. Tyler says, Rick is too busy coming up with new business ideas that will never come to fruition. Oh, yeah. Fucking Rick. I remember there was like a business that was called Wood Splitters or something like that. I think they're still around. And I gave them a call. I go, hey, you should advertise on the Eric Zane Show podcast. This guy says, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. And I mentioned it on the show. And then Rick goes, hey, just want to let you know, we're starting to start up axe throwing at TC Paintball. It's going to be like paintball and axe throwing. It's going to be TC axe throwing and paintball. I go, oh. Well, that would be a conflict of interest. goes, well, I'm not telling you how to run your business, but I mean, it's going to be big. I've got the axes. I've got the targets. Everything's ready to go. And I go, okay, yeah. Well, never mind then. The axes are still like in storage. It hasn't happened even once. And then there was a time when Rick said, yeah, we're going to do a new thing, online payment, so that people can pay ahead of time. They don't have to wait in line. I go, okay, hey, that sounds good. That's a, you know, get with the times. I get it. This is like 5 years ago. Yeah, you know, you just, and then so like that never happens. I go, hey, what happened? He goes, it is too complex. There are no businesses that do online pay. It's impossible to do. And I go, that's not true at all. That's like the easiest thing in the world. You can do it in like 30 seconds. No, it doesn't work. What? Tyler says, quote, we're starting up axe throwing right after I get prepaying set up on my website. Nobody's cracked the code on how to pay for something online. Man Bun Chris says, can we get Rick on to chat again sometime? I miss the random ass traffic stories. Yeah, that was right about the time that he announced the dog punching incident. Or the dog. Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, so this is Rick from TC. You want to know what's stuck in my craw? No. What? When there's a car that turns on their blinker, one of their headlights goes off. That really grinds my gears.
What?
It does? Okay, Hot Wings. Shut up. Anyway, that's going to be Sunday. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. It's so simple. If you are in between jobs or you're working for yourself, or your boss does not offer insurance, the first thing you need to do is go to buyinsurancehere.com. B-U-Y. Insurancehere.com. Buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form. Frank will send you a link on scheduling. You schedule your phone call or Zoom or visit at the coffee shop, or you go to his office or him come to your house. And then you talk turkey about how you get covered. Like, I like to do it over the phone. And yeah, it took me about 15, 20 minutes to get set up with an insurance policy with a company. And of course, hundreds of thousands of insurance companies exist. And you can get your health care coverage, which is not the same, Molly, as a warranty, ding dong. I don't know why Molly even rolled out of bed today. All she did was bust my balls about everything. You know, about that, about selling the fraud bus. No, Eric, the right thing to do is to simply just eat that money and go into bankruptcy. You must tell them ahead of time that you've had problems with this. No, you don't. You don't have to do that. And then you would never do that. I don't care what you tell me. You would never do that. Quit being self-righteous. Jerk. Anyway, go to buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form about getting a healthcare policy today. Besides, Molly, if you're so hell-bent about insurance, why do you pay for it then? You should opt out. Just pay for it on your own. Megan says RV buyers should be getting an inspection just like car buyers should get an inspection before buying. They're common. Yeah, well, as long as the inspection involves running the water in the shower to see if it leaks, taking a dump in the toilet to see if it goes down. By the way, Bruce on his back, hilarious. Driving around with the generator running to make sure it doesn't crap out. A lot of the things that went wrong on my fraud bus happened way after the fact. Like there's a there was something that went out, like I forget what it's called, but the generator runs, and then there's a unit underneath the bed. Like you lift up the bed, and there's this piece of technology that takes that power and then distributes it to the various working parts of the RV. And so when you do that, that thing crapped out. Ladies and gentlemen, Dana Bentz is here. The world famous Dana Bentz. Dana, are you yet ready to tell me what exactly it is you were working on, however long ago that was? It's been a mystery. In case folks don't remember, a clandestine message to EZ said, hey, can I pick your brain about what you do and what's going on and in your realm and content creation and this, that, and the other thing? Sure. What's this about? I can't tell you. So then I'm trying to like weasel my way in and get info, and I'm doing searches and stuff, and everything's coming up a dead end. I'm like, oh my God, who is this person? What is she doing? And I got nothing. She goes, I can't tell you that. So I don't know. She might be like working for Trump or Elon Musk or something like that. Have you been able, has anything progressed? What can you tell me? This was the nice lady who there was a bit of hilarity that took place that eventually led to a major blow up, which we don't have to deal with that anymore. This was the nice lady that was approached with a bit of awkward flirting that the chat busted this person. And then I waited a day and brought it up, and that led to everybody getting MF'd and a rage quit. It was horrible. Could have been a great moment, made weird again, one of those. That's who Dana is. It's unfortunate because it was extremely funny, but it got weird. Well, anyway. Dan says, did you not buy this, the turd brand new, the RV? Yes, I did buy it brand new. The crazy thing about the RV when I bought that thing, to me, just some of the head-scratching moments that took place. The fact that, like, the toilet wouldn't flush. Like, it would clog. No matter what was going down, it would clog. And they go, yeah, it was plumbed wrong. What? The fact that the when the generator went south the first time, and this has happened multiple times, they had to rebuild the thing. I go, well, it hasn't been used. How could anything have gone wrong? Did they build it wrong? How does that even happen? My God. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.